الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله أبو بلو النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said, "The one who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dearest viewers of Madni channel, one of the hidden disease or the sickness of ruh or soul is called tahkire masakin. The meaning of tahkire masakin is to insult or regard poor people and destitutes as low. And this action of regarding them low or smaller because of their poverty. So this is called tahqeer-e masakin or tahqeer of gharibs or poor people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa an yakunu khayran minhum. ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون." Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, let not some men amongst you laugh at other men. Perhaps they may be better than them who laugh. And the women must not laugh at other women. Perhaps they may be better than them, women who are laughing. And neither should find faults in each other, nor call one another by nicknames. What a bad thing it is to be called disobedient after believing. And those who do not repent, they are the unjust. Sadrul Afadil, Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi writes in Khazainul Irfan under this ayat, that this ayat was revealed for Bani Tamim, who used to laugh at poor Sahaba like Hazrat Ammar, Hazrat Khabbab, Hazrat Bilal, Hazrat Suhaib, and Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So this ayah karima is revealed for them who used to mock and laugh at Sahaba. And it is said in this ayah karima that the men must not mock at other men, and women must not mock at other women. It means that those who are wealthy, they must not mock and laugh at poor people. If a person belongs to high family, he must not laugh at a person who belongs to low family. And a healthy person must not laugh at the crippled one. And the one who can see, he must not laugh at a person who is one-eyed or is blind or who cannot see. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that one Muslim, is a brother of another Muslim. So he does not oppress on his brother. Neither he humiliates him, and nor he disgraces him. It is enough for a Muslim to be a bad person that he looks at his Muslim brother with disgrace and with humiliation. To hate or to regard someone lower because they are poor or they are destitute, it is very bad action, severely criticized in our deen, and it is haram, and it leads to Jahannam. And this is an invitation to the ghadab and the anger and the azab of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Every Muslim should try to refrain from this evil act, from this evil action. Hazrat Sayyidina Hussain rahmatullah ta'ala alayh says that Hazrat Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullah ta'ala alayh came in my dream after his departure from this apparent world. I asked him, ma fa'ala Allahu bika? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has treated you? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven me. I asked him, is the reason of your forgiveness is your zuhud and taqwa, your piety? He said, no. Rather, the reason is that Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Sammak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi advised me, and I practiced his advice. And his advice was that I should adopt poverty and I should love poor people. And that was the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven me. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, there are several reasons which lead person in this sickness and in this crime which is called tahkeer-e-masakeen. The first reason of tahkeer-e-masakeen is ghurur and takabbur, is pride and arrogance. When person becomes arrogant because of his pride and his arrogance, he does this bad action that he starts taking poor people as low, and he disgraces them, and he regards these poor people as moving insects on the ground. So this is the reason, and there is a treatment for that, and if we do the treatment, inshallah azza wa jal, we will get rid of this sickness. That one should take accountability of himself and must make this madni mind that this is the mashiyat of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the decision of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that He has given different conditions to different people. Someone is rich and someone is poor and destitute. Whatever wealth and dawlat and maal that I have with me is granted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Because of my this bad habit that I regard poor people as low and I don't respect them, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry and He puts me in this test and in this difficulty and changes my condition into poverty and I become poor, then what would be my condition? Then other people will treat me in the same way as I am treating these poor people. Indeed, this would be difficult for my nafs. So this is something that we need to ponder in order to reconcile with ourselves and try to remove this habit. This is very difficult. For example, if you are rich and then from richness your condition is changed and you become poor, then there are many people who cannot make sabr. They cannot be patient because they are so used to the ease. They are so used to the comforts. They are so used to the luxuries. And suddenly the hardship comes. And then they cannot bear. And sometime, na'uzubillah, they even commit kufr. They say words of kufr and blasphemy. And they start calling names for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that He has done injustice to us. He is being unfair with us. We cannot live this kind of life. Why Allah made us like this? Why He has given us the poverty, or He has put us into the poverty, and etc. Now, if you take things correctly and understand things correctly, then in whichever condition and situation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps you, you must be happy with that. Then whether your condition changes from richness to poverty, or from poverty to richness, inshallah azza wa jal, you will remain steadfast, and you will remain as pure, obedient servant and slave of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Second reason that leads to tahkeer-e-masakeen, or insulting, or humiliating, or taking poor and destitutes as low, is zulm. Zulm is oppression. Poor and destitutes, because of their poverty, they are very weak, they're defenseless. So when people regard them as low, they're doing injustice to them. They are making zulm on them. It is not their fault. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them like that. So who are we to judge them? Its treatment is that person should try not to oppress any faqir or maskeen or poor person. Treat them well. And keep in mind that when a mazloom, when an oppressed one makes dua, that dua is not rejected. Now imagine you insult them, you treat them badly, you show with your actions, body language, or words that they are nothing, they are like insects. You hurting them, you are oppressing them. And what if they make bad dua for you? What if they make dua against you? Their dua will be accepted, and then you will be put in serious trouble. So in order to cause harm to these people who are poor and destitute, do not take bad dua from them. Rather, do something to make them happy. Do something to relieve them from their burdens. Do something to make their life easy. So this way, they will give you dua, because you are khair kha, because you are well-wisher, you are helping them. And always, a helping hand is appreciated. So they will give dua to you, and inshallah azza wa jal, as we discussed that, the dua of mazloom is accepted, because they are mazloom. So many people do injustice to them. So many people pass remarks on them. So many people break their hearts. So many people hurt their feelings. So when they will make dua for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their dua, and you will indeed be favored by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The third reason of tahkeer-e-masakeen is poverty. People regard poverty as a defect, as a ayib, as a fault. And they pass bad remarks on those who are poor and destitute. And they become victim of arrows of insult and humiliation. Sometimes people do not even want to keep any social or worldly relationship with them. They feel insulted and humiliated if they have friendship or any kind of connection with the poor people. This is a very big sickness that many people are involved in this. And there's treatment for that. And the treatment is that one should make his mind that if person is poor or he is destitute, that is not his fault. This is indeed the decision of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And a poor person is being put into a test by Allah, not by somebody else. And one should think that why must I become a reason of increasing his pain, his difficulties, his calamities and his sorrows by treating him badly, by treating him unjustly, and by showing him that he is lower than me, I'm greater than him, then this way there is no benefit. So we must ponder upon it that if I do this, what will I gain? If I insult a poor person, what will I gain? If I regard him as a small person, if I regard him as, you know, a crawling insect, what will I gain? I'll gain nothing. So why must I add to his pains? He's already suffering with a lot of things. He's already going through a lot of tests. So what if he gets angry and he gives bad dua to me and he makes dua against me? Then, as I said earlier, that his dua would be accepted, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be pleased with us. The fourth reason of this hidden sickness, tahkeer-e masakeen, is that person becomes habitual with different kinds of comforts and luxuries. Since a person spends his life in many different kind of comforts and luxuries, and then that becomes a standard in his life. And when he looks at poor people, at destitutes, people who are with least resources to live in this world, so he sees them as low. He has no respect for them. Now, we need to treat this sickness. And the treatment of this sickness is that while person expresses the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal, he shows the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal in the nice way, he must form a habit of living a plain and simple life. So he can have some kind of similarity with the life of poor people, and he can refrain and save himself from hurting the hearts of these poor people. So one needs to ponder upon it, one needs to think about this and get rid of this sickness. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, as we discussed, that this is the taqseem of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the decision of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that He has given different conditions, different halat to different people. Some are poor, some are rich, some are sick, some are healthy, some are knowledgeable, some are ignorant. So all these conditions are there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these conditions. We all are being put into a test. Poor person is also in test, and a rich person is also in test. So this is not actually a beauty of a character of a believer, that he is rich, or he is poor, or he is sick, or he is healthy, or he is in this condition, or he is in that condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all these conditions, so we must stay in touch with our Creator. At the time when we are filled with the bounties, we must make shukr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And when we are put in difficulties, we must be patient and we must become sabireen and have sabr. Because all these are tests. The whole life of dunya is a test. Because the life of dunya is mazra'atul akhirah. It is the farm of akhirah. So whatever you're going to sow here, your crop would be ready in the akhirah, and you will cut your crop in the akhirah. So this must not be a reason for anyone that I'm rich, so I'm very special. Actually, poor people are the one who have been praised more in Quran and Hadith. Ghuraba and Masakeen are praised more in Quran and Hadith. That beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Islam started from Ghuraba and it will end with Ghuraba. Fattuba lil Ghuraba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that good news is for Ghuraba. Ghuraba could also mean strangers, and according to Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Jiyar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes in the commentary of this hadith mubarakah that this could also mean poor people. And as we said that most of the prophets alayhim salam, most of the awliya Allah, they were not rich people. They adopted and they chosen for themselves plain and simple life. They chosen for themselves the lives of ordinary people, poor people. They would not enjoy the comforts and the luxuries of this dunya. So what is there so special to look down upon the poor people, or regard them as low, or disgrace them, or insult them? That because they are poor, because they don't have money, because they don't have resources, because they don't have gold, because they don't have silver, because they don't have beautiful palaces and mansions, because they don't have beautiful cars and vehicles and jewelry, etc. If a rich man has got all these things, how long would he enjoy? He's also going to die. When he was born, he came empty-handed. And when he will leave this world, he will go empty-handed. When poor or rich, both when they are born, they are equal. And in the life, when they're spending the life, then the difference comes. One becomes rich, one becomes poor. But when they die, again, like they were similar at the time of birth, they will be similar at the time of death. So what is there to be proud of? What is the reason that one becomes arrogant and start looking down upon others? So this is actually a sickness of soul, a sickness of ruh. And this is a hidden sickness that we cannot find it easily. Therefore, it is important that we must sit in the company of pious people, in the company of ulama and saliheen, in the company of those who fear Allah, in the company of those who are punctual with the obedience of Allah, who are punctual with faraiz and wajibat, so they will understand these tricks of nafs. They will understand these hidden diseases and illnesses, and they will help you to identify, and you will be able to diagnose these sicknesses and will try, at least try, to treat them and rectify your situation. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us love for poor people, for destitutes. We must not hate them. We must not belittle them. We must not disgrace them. We must not regard them as lower than us. Because becoming rich is indeed not a reason of supremacy or becoming superior to others. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it. Ameen bi jahi nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quraha nafs is indeed an enemy. Quraha nafs is indeed an enemy. Don't be deceived by it. You have not seen the deceiving one.